Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, providing knowledge, professionalism, and information on insurance issues. Commercial or pleasure, boat and crew, Petersburg Insurance, offering asset protection on the water or at home.
17th, 2018 meeting. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff? Kurt?
Excused.
Mark?
Excused.
Brandy?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Eric?
Here.
Thank you.
And let's rise for the voluntary pledge. Okay, there are no minutes to approve. In that case, I would entertain a motion to either amend or approve the meeting agenda as is.
Second.
The motion to approve has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. With that brings us to public hearing for Ordinance 2018-16. This is an ordinance proposing amendments to Chapter 4.28, Sales Tax, of the Petersburg Borough Code by deleting Section 4.28.130, Senior Citizen Exemption, adding new Section 4.28.155, Annual Sales Tax Rebate for Qualified Senior Citizens, amending Section 4.28.020, Definitions, and directing that the amendment be submitted to the voters of the borough at the October 2nd, 2018 borough election. So at this point, if anybody would like to testify for the public hearing, please come forward, state your name, who you represent, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Sure.
Somebody else
go
first.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm Sue Paulson. I'm speaking for myself here this evening. And what a great evening it is. What a great day to be living in Alaska, I have to say that. And, of course, there are many other reasons it's great to be living in Alaska. The natural world, the fantastic economic opportunities we find here and there. Sure, it gets cold and dark in the winter, but we've got a nice PFD check coming in the fall, $1,600. And we're one of seven states in America that does not have, as yet, an income tax, a state income tax. And then, of course, spring does come. So, Alaska, what a place to be. And, of course, it's an even greater day to be living in Petersburg. For many reasons, of course. This has been known as the cleanest little town in Alaska. And I have to say, I think we're still in the running. And the gardens of Petersburg are showing it right now. Now, of course, it takes a lot more than clean streets, beautiful gardens to make Petersburg a great place to live. When I ask why people like living here, and I do ask them once in a while, they usually answer that feeling of community. That's what they say to me, anyway. And outsiders, several have told me, you've got something special here. I think that they're right. We do have something very special here. It takes a lot of different things to make this a strong community, and we've got them. We've got great police and fire departments. We've got fantastically reliable utilities, excellent harbors, fine schools, libraries, parks and rec. And we're pretty sure the kids are all above average, and they all learn to swim at our wonderful public swimming pool. Now, we're starting to face that little fiscal crisis that has been predicted coming down the road here for several years. And this question has been, you know, considered by the council, the borough council, with their committee of several years ago that didn't really result in any conclusions that stuck. Rising numbers of senior sales tax exemptions mean less money to pay borough expenses. So I urge you to put this on the ballot, please. Let's keep our infrastructure, services, and community strong. Let's put it on the ballot. Let's look at the facts as a community. Let everybody look at the facts. Let's reverberate at the red-hot letters in the newspaper, and then we'll let the voters decide if this is the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Who's ever next? Feel free.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Susan Flint. I'm representing myself, and tonight I want to tell you how this ordinance came about. We're a group of friends who all care about this town and have served it in various capacities. The senior sales tax issue has been a concern for years as the numbers keep growing. When we heard about Sitka's solution, we thought maybe that would work here. It seems like a fair, respectful solution to the problem. Refunds will go to those on state, federal, or tribal assistance. The needs basis we've been looking for without a bunch of receipt keeping or tax return proofs. Originally, we proposed $400 per senior or $500 per senior couple for a refund. Sitka is using $350 per senior or $450 per household. We felt our cost of living is higher than Sitka's, so it should be a little higher here. Then an assembly member said $400 was too high and she couldn't support it. So we went to $300 per senior, $450 per couple. Since then, I've heard from a senior who says $300 is too low. So I don't know, maybe Sitka has it right at $350 and $450. So you guys can decide. You can amend that if that's important. And thank you. If you have any questions. Nancy?
As far as how it's done in Sitka, you're aware that their tax cap is $12,000.
So?
So Sitka's rates, rebate rates, so? Same reaction.
Yeah, I know. Every town is different, and a lot of them, there's no senior discount, no senior refund. So we're just thinking this would be a fair way to solve our dilemma with our tax situation.
Well, I'm still having trouble with those amounts.
I'd sure like to know why.
Thank you, Sue. And who's ever next? Please proceed. Okay.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lynn, and I'm representing myself and a few other seniors that I've talked about. I've had a hard time with this, and I've read all the letters to the editor and the two articles by Ron Lesh in the paper, and I wanted to know why this came about and the other side of the pancake, because there's always two sides to everything. And I do not want to offend anyone. I have tons of people I love here, and so I hope no one gets upset. But I must say, I went through every single check and visa payment that I make, and everything is in this community. And everything is taxed except the city utility bill. I checked the Baylor, they're not taxed. Petersburg Insurance does not tax their policies. Let's see, who else? And the post office, they do not. But I don't know anyone else that does not have a 6% sales tax. Now, I have only $1,136 a month income. $400 that goes on food. Now, when I asked Jody where this figure came from, this $300 and $450, because I know absolutely I spent at least $50 a month on sales tax. I mean, I can show you the receipts and everything else. I mean, just 6% of $1,130-something, and then you add $100 a month for the permanent fund, $1,200. The city bill is less than $200. So, you know, that's quite a bit of money. And I found out through two people that were kind enough to share the information, and I thank everyone that helped me with this project, that these figures came from a study, I believe, in 2016 at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. And I don't know what their sales tax rate is up there, but they did a study, I understand, of the amount of sales tax that seniors pay on food only. Only on food, nothing else. And it came up to $300 for an individual and $450 for a couple. That does not include Unfortunately, I couldn't write everything down, but you can imagine. I mean, you go up down the street, I get everything in town, gifts, birthday cards, wrapping paper, non-prescription drugs at a drugstore. I have monthly bills at a drugstore, go to Diamante's and Lee's, and I want to support our local merchants. So I'll occasionally get a CD with Amazon, but that's it. So the figures just don't come out. And I'm a very low-income person. So anybody that has a decent income, I would think it would be a lot higher if they took the time to look. Even Papa Bear's has sales tax. On a $28 pizza, that's a good amount. And I guess Petromarine is not considered a utility, but in the winter, I pay at least $263 a month on oil, okay? Just on oil. And then I have LP gas, and then I have the city bill. So my utilities in the winter, out of my income, it comes to very close to $700 a month. That doesn't include AP&T or GCI. And so these figures, you know, if you went through, I think you'd be really surprised how many things you do spend sales tax on. I am asking the council to look at that seriously, please, and not just look at the food bill as far as 6% of the food, because we spend a lot more than that, to consider possibly increasing that rebate amount for an individual. Let's say $50 a month times 12, you know, is $600 a year. That's twice as much as what you're saying. Also, my second request is, if possible, the income programs that have been listed, and I want to say thank you to the committee that proposed this initiative and ordinance. There was a lot of work put into that. But the programs I'm very familiar with. The SNAP program is a food stamp program. I certainly don't bother with that. The only figures we have on seniors, I'll have to Liz Cabrera, as far as their programs or how many are low income, they only come from the food stamp program. Those are the only figures she has, because the census doesn't do anything but that. But all of these programs, food stamps, Medicaid, housing, you can have HUD housing, you can have Section 8 housing. There's several programs, tribal or PIA. They all have different income guidelines.
Excuse me, ma'am. Your 5 minutes is winding down, so if you could find a good place to tie it together.
Anyway,
thank you.
Then in the senior benefit, you can get up to $26,000 a year, okay? Medicaid is closer to $2,000 at the most. Gosh darn it. Please, let's see, what am I seeing here? Oh, I also heard, unfortunately, right after the last assembly, I heard a council member state that if this gets shut down and it passes, where it's done away with, that the money saved from that could be used to increase the salaries for the municipal employees, because the contract was not increased on their salaries. Now, when I read the ordinance, it talked about services and programs, which I'm totally behind. But I think that includes things like the aquatic center, the gym, the library. I think of that. I don't think of salary increases. And
okay.
If that's why we're doing it, I think that's not morally right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
If there is a... Yeah, please step forward. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Chelsea Tremblay. I'm here representing myself. I'm here asking for the assembly to let us vote on this on October 2nd. And I think it's going to be a long, interesting discussion as we go forward and figure out these numbers. Part of why it feels so important to be having this discussion is something related to something I saw in the Juneau Empire. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development says our state's population is going to grow. Part of that is, within the next 12 years, the population of the age, the group within the age of 65 and older is supposed to increase by 60%. 60% within the next 12 years. So we already know that we have close to 600 people who qualify for the sales tax exemption as it currently stands. And I would like to think that we could find a way to make these numbers add up, but right now they really kind of don't. And so I'm hoping that as we move forward, we find a way to make them all add up. But doing nothing is not really an option. So this is one idea. If people have others, we'd really like to hear them, because right now we're all just kind of staring at this exponential growth and recognizing that it doesn't really spell good things for our community. So I'd like you to put this on the ballot, and I'm thanking you for having this public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Yeah, absolutely.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Assembly members. I'm Brian Lynch, and I'm here representing myself. I urge you to pass Ordinance 2018-16 in its second reading and move it forward to be placed on this coming fall ballot. I am one of a group of senior citizens who worked to put this ordinance together in its present form. I don't believe that the borough can continue to hemorrhage money by exempting sales tax provisions to all residents over 65 years of age, which I am now on. The FY17 senior sales tax exemption was approximately $375,000. To emphasize that number, if the exemption remains, we're looking at a $1.1 million loss, in revenue over the next 3 years. And the number of exemptions as a percent of the borough population continues to increase every year. Given relatively poor projected salmon returns and an already severely restricted salmon season, coupled with China's looming tariffs on Alaska seafood, it is more than highly likely Petersburg will see severely reduced raw fish tax revenues over the next how many years? We simply cannot continue to allow this loss of revenue and expect to continue to provide services that we all expect. By no means do I think the increase in sales tax revenue realized by this ordinance, if it is approved by the voters, should be seen as a reason in itself to increase the borough's expenditures. However, we do need to prepare for the inevitable increase in costs of providing essential services. I fully realize that this issue is extremely controversial, and I am not one who believes that every controversial issue should be placed on the ballot. But I do think that this issue should go to a vote of the residents of Petersburg, as it will have significant impact on how the borough provides services into the future. I do want to point out what this ordinance is not. It is not a referendum on the contributions by or the worth of senior citizens to this community. Nothing could be further from the truth. The majority of us who worked to put this ordinance forward are senior citizens who have contributed and continue to contribute to the well-being and financial stability of this community. The suggestion that we are disrespecting senior citizens with this ordinance is nothing more than a red herring. Again, I urge you to pass Ordinance 2018-16 in its second reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Is there anybody else here who would like to testify in the public hearing? In that case, the public hearing is closed. Thank you to those who testified. Moving on to bid awards, there are none, which brings us to visitors' views related to the agenda. Would anybody like to speak in visitors' views related to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, would anybody care to speak to visitors' views unrelated to the agenda? Board, commission, and committee reports? There's none. Nothing on the consent agenda. Nothing in report of other officers, which brings us to the mayor's report. All right. Getting this pulled up here. The Petersburg Borough is seeking letters of interest from qualified borough voters to serve our community by filling one of two vacant seats on the Historic Preservation Commission. One for an assembly member representative with a term ending 12/31/19, one for an archaeologist or at-large member with a term ending 12/31/20. Letters of interest may be submitted to the borough clerk via mail to P.O. Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, via email to dthompson@petersburgak.gov, or by delivering it to the clerk's office at 12 South Nordic Drive. On behalf of the Petersburg Borough Assembly, Vice Mayor Stanton Greger sent a letter of condolences to Wrangell's Mayor Jack and Assembly members regarding the fatal car crash that took place last week. And I think it goes without saying to our neighbors, our thoughts and prayers will remain with those affected. Anything from you, Mr. Manager? It says no report. Nothing you'd care to add?
No, sir.
Okay. That brings us to unfinished business. All right. Ordinance 2018-15 in its third and final reading, I believe here. Yep. An ordinance amending Petersburg Municipal Code Chapter 14.20 entitled Municipal Harbors to Increase Harbor Fees. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
The motion has been made by Member Strand and seconded by Member Castro. Discussion. As for those listening at home, this has been approved in both prior meetings unanimously. Any other comments from the Assembly? Will the clerk call the roll?
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it passes unanimously. That brings us to an ordinance in its second reading. Ordinance 2018-16, an ordinance proposing amendments to Chapter 4.28, Sales Tax of Petersburg Borough Code by deleting Section 4.28.130, Senior Citizen Exemption, and adding new Section 4.28.155, Annual Sales Tax Rebate for Qualified Senior Citizens, and amending Section 4.28.020, Definitions, and directing that the amendment be submitted to the voters of the borough at the October 2nd, 2018 borough election. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Castro and seconded by Member Strand. Discussion. Member Strand.
I still am having trouble with these amounts. I think it has a better chance. I'm all in favor of putting it on the ballot, which is why I'll continue to support it. But I think there's a better chance of it passing if there's lower rebates.
Thank you. Any other members? Member Morrell.
Can maybe for the third reading on this, can we get maybe more accurate numbers just to set everyone's mind at ease? Jody, you have those?
Accurate numbers.
Like more of a, I mean, you have the tax codes, right? And about what, how many citizens and how much sales tax per person. So something that maybe we have something more to go off of for here.
If I'm hearing you, Member Morrell, to more clarify what impact that would have on...
Just because people seem to be held up on the numbers part. And so if we could get something that maybe either supports it or says it higher or lower.
Right. So it's going to be difficult for us to say, oh, this amount of sales tax per senior citizen, because we know the total sales that were exempted for senior citizens, but we don't know how much is... each sale was. So a senior citizen could have bought a boat for $50,000. We don't know, you know, and hit that tax cap. So it's hard to give you any type of number. I would love to, but I can't all. I asked actually Cindy Lynn when I talked to her this week if she could gather all of her receipts, you know, and even bring them in for me so I could just look at them and run it. But, It didn't happen, and she didn't have time to get them all together. And so just to get a better idea of what that number is.
Well, because I just don't want people to get held up on that and not be the
right.
Reason for
supporting. I'm hearing a lot more of it's not enough.
Right.
But
I imagine the projections are quite challenging. I've been thinking about this myself because not just thinking about senior sales, but low-income senior sales, and which ones will end up being exempted. Good luck with that. It seems like a rabbit hole where I couldn't come up with much. Something I was going to add to this, though, also is I'll definitely be voting for this here. One, because most things I would approve to put on the ballot in October, but this one, I do like that it provides for taking care of the most vulnerable population. Low-income elderly need to be protected, and although not perfect, I like how this ordinance does that. Any other discussion? Member Castro.
Yeah.
And while I do feel it is a challenge being able to try to figure out what specific rate to be able to offer rebates for, you know, and that's something that I think that it sounds like we have one more reading in order to be able to kind of go through this, because I just like Member Merle was saying, you know, I'm concerned that it doesn't pass, because I do feel that this is an excellent idea. And just like Chelsea Trimbley was saying, you know, the writing's on the wall with that report that she was talking about. 65 years and older are supposed to increase by 60% in the next 12 years. And Brian noting that $1.1 million of lost potential revenue over the next 3 years. So there's a lot of possibilities here, and I think it'd be most fruitful if we can find that a number and kind of come up with something that everybody can agree on.
Thank you, Member Castro. Member Mucci, did you want to chime in at all on this? Didn't want to leave you out of the loop.
Nothing.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to check in. Any further discussion? All right, will the clerk call the roll?
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it passes unanimously in its second reading. Bring us down to new business. An ordinance 2018-17, an ordinance amending Chapter 3.08 of the Municipal Code titled Assembly and Mayor to clarify agenda formation and language for special meetings. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. It's been, I have that right. I'm on track, aren't I here?
Yeah, you're doing good.
Okay, good. Then moved by Member Castro and seconded by Member Morrell. Discussion.
Can you clarify? Can we offer some clarity for exactly what this ordinance would do?
Sure. I can.
Yeah. Thank you, Clerk Thompson. Please proceed.
Absolutely. Okay. So it's page 14 in your packet, and basically the ordinance as written didn't specify. It said how agendas needed to be laid out, but it didn't specify a difference between special meeting agendas and regular meeting agendas. Mm. So this language does that. Basically will tell us that a special meeting is for a specific purpose, and that's pretty much what the agenda is going to be about, but it does not completely tie our hands if something comes up, we have a special meeting scheduled, and we need to put something else on there. It just says how items can get on a special meeting agenda.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Member Castro?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
One further, Debbie. How does this mirror the charter, or is there anything in the charter along the same vein?
The charter doesn't specify either.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you.
So this just clarifies.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Will the clerk call the roll?
Jay?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it passes unanimously. Moving on to 18-231, approval of Manager Giesbrecht's hire of Petersburg Police Sergeant James Kerr as police chief for the Petersburg Borough. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So move.
It's been moved.
Second.
By Member Strand and seconded by Member Merrill. Discussion. I'll speak up, make it very clear. I'm very excited, one, that Jim Kerr applied, and two, that the committee saw fit to hire him, so I'll definitely be voting for this. Any further discussion? Mm-mm. Clerk, call the roll.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Thank you.
Passes unanimously, and congratulations, Jim.
Thank you. All right.
Approval, 18-230, approval of a special use permit for Dave Owens. The Planning Commission recommends approval of a special use permit for Dave and Stephanie Owens to allow for fill-in maintenance of an existing right-of-way. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Member Strand and seconded by Member Morrell. Discussion. Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll?
You bet. Eric?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it passes unanimously, which brings us to 18-234, the appointment to the Public Safety Advisory Board. Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor will appoint Brian Dreisbach to the Public Safety Advisory Board with the approval of the Assembly. Debbie, how do we proceed with this? Is it a motion form, or how do we play this? Or can I just tell me what to do?
Well, it can be in motion form, or you could just say, with the approval of the Assembly, I will appoint, and then they can all say yes.
So without any complaint, I'd like to approve Brian Dreisbach to Public Safety Board. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Excellent. Thank you, Brian, for your service to the community. With that, change to 18-237, change in Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority appointments. Former Public Works Director Hagerman is Petersburg's voting representative to the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority. And former Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta is Petersburg's alternate representative. His current position of Utility Director, Hagerman is no longer Director of the Sanitation Department. And in Cotta's current position of Public Works Director, he is Director of the Sanitation Department. Therefore, it is logical that Public Works Director Cotta be Petersburg voting representative to CSWA, and that the Utility Director, Hagerman, be Petersburg's alternate representative. Staff requests the Assembly approve the appointed changes. I would move to approve or entertain.
So move.
Second.
Been moved by Member Merle, seconded by Member Castro. Discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And it passes unanimously.
Yes.
All right. Which brings us to 18-236. PMEA negotiation meeting attendance. Assembly Member Mucci requests Assembly permission to sit on the PMEA negotiating meeting on June 21st, 2018. I would entertain a motion to grant that. Yeah, how do we handle that with Member Morrell? Is that?
I don't think that this is really specific to you know, the details, so I would think it's okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you being a part of it.
Yeah.
This doesn't have a direct financial input in your work.
Correct.
I'm sitting on a meeting.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you for bringing it up.
I also need clarification. You said permission to sit on the PMEA negotiation meeting.
Sit in on? Maybe I missed a word. Sorry.
No, it's in here, but you didn't read it.
Oh.
I apologize. To sit in on the PMEA negotiating meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
No, second.
It has been moved by Member Castro and seconded by Member Morrell. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please proceed, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I requested this. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been just kind of listening to different versions about what is going on at this meeting or that meeting, and I honestly don't understand how the process works. And, you know, it seems like once every 3 years we get ready, we do the IBEW contract negotiations, and now we're dealing with the PMEA contract negotiations. And I just wanted to kind of sit in as a fly on the wall and just kind of just see how it all works. I mean, I don't, you know, like Nancy clarified, it has nothing to do with being on the negotiations, but I just wanted to understand better as an Assembly member how the process works. That's all. There's no hidden agenda or anything like that. I just wanted to kind of see how it all works. It seems like we're in negotiations kind of, if not once every 2 years, at least it seems like it's a regular cycle, and I just wanted to be more informed in how the process works.
Thank you, Member Mucci. Further discussion? Member Strand.
At this point, I can support Jeff sitting in as in a listen only. I've done that before, and it can be illuminating. So I'm okay in a listen only position.
Thank you, Member Strand. Member Morrell.
And that's all this would be, right? It's just...
if I clarify with him? Yeah. Member Mucci, were you planning on having a vocal role or a silent role in that meeting?
Absolutely silent.
Roger, thank you for that very clear answer. Did that answer your question, Member Morrell? Any further discussion?
Nope.
I'll give my two cents on this one. First, a point of clarification from the clerk. Will this meeting be recorded?
Yes, it will.
I obviously know that, having worked with Jeff up here, he doesn't have some hidden agenda. It makes sense that he's curious about this. I am too. And that said, I don't think our presence in negotiations is necessarily appropriate under normal circumstances. We hire a negotiator, or we have negotiators. You know, the union has negotiators. Like, that's why these people do their jobs. That's not our role. That said, this thing's drug on for a long time. There's been a lot of contention to it, and with Member Mucci saying that he wants to be a silent, you know, for lack of a better term, fly on the wall, so he can feel like he learns more about it. In this specific circumstance, I can, and with Member Mucci being a silent person, I can support it in this specific instance. So I'll be voting for this. Further discussion, Member Castro.
Yeah, you know, and that was one of my questions too. Was the role he would play, and then if there was precedent for this, and being this is kind of a outstanding circumstance. You know, and we would all like this process to be more fruitful, and I would gain a lot from sitting through the negotiations as well. But, you know, I'd approve for him to be able to sit there, you know, and just take in what he can.
Excellent. Thank you, Member Castro. Member Strand.
Sorry, one quick question.
You bet.
Is PMEA okay with this?
They have not been asked, Member Strand. Basically, there are no ground rules.
Okay.
In these negotiations.
Okay, and I suppose if they don't want him there, they can just bar his entry.
I suppose they could say they don't want him there, and yeah, we'll go from there.
Thank you, Member Strand. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Brandy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. Passes unanimously. That brings us down to communications, and there I see none, so it brings us to assembly discussion items. Are there any recognitions the assembly would like to voice? Member Castro.
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to thank the individuals of the volunteer fire department who ended up giving their precious time to pick up trailers off the ferry at an ungodly hour, and then who unloaded the wood, and then delivered the trailer back onto the ferry. The Volunteer Fire Association has plans to construct a kiosk trail signage board on the Raven's Roost to City Creek Trail system, and we purchased the wood from this mill operator in Cake, and it just arrived, and we were fortunate enough to be able to have good folks on our volunteer fire department who are willing to put themselves out there. So thank you very much.
Nice. Any further recognitions? Clerk Thompson.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I would like to recognize our outgoing deputy clerk, Mindy Swihart. She has worked for us for, I guess I should know the number, quite a few years. She's been extremely helpful. We will all miss her tremendously, and I just wanted to tell her thank you very much, and we wish her the best.
Well said. I had two recognitions that are part of the same thread. One was the thank you to Chief Swihart for his service to the community. Thank you, Kelly. You'll be missed. Getting to know you as a professional and as a person, and it's been my pleasure. And second recognition is to the hiring committee for citizens of Petersburg, really dedicating lots of their time to give real serious and deliberate thought into who our next police chief was going to be. And I feel very comfortable saying they got this one right, so thank you for that. Any other recognitions? Awesome. That brings us down to 18-235. Assembly Member Mucci would like to discuss the idea of sending a letter to the U.S. Forest Service requesting they attend a future assembly meeting to explain the participation in outside organizations document provided by Petersburg District Ranger Zimmerman. Jeff, since you brought that up, would you like to start it off?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I'm not interested in doing anything about it tonight.
I'd like to be there in person to talk about it, but I just wanted to get it out there on the borough's radar that I kind of like to follow through on this and see what the official stance is with the Forest Service. But I don't, I'm not asking for any action on it tonight. I just kind of wanted it to be there for the assembly to look at, and I'll have some more documentation to go with that at a later date here. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, that sounds good. Anybody else like to add anything to this topic at present? I'll just add that I'll echo what Member Mucci said. It's, you know, a very important topic that impacts our community quite a bit. And at a later date, I'll be bringing forth an action item, probably similar to the letter I brought forward in the past. Any other discussion on that topic? In that case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, providing knowledge, professionalism, and information on insurance issues. Commercial or pleasure, boat and crew, Petersburg Insurance, offering asset protection on the water or at home.